You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, y'all. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Misha. Welcome to episode, what's this?
I believe
it's 11. 11 of Surviving the Mind Podcast. 11. We got, I guess.
Go ahead. Yes.
Great till we get to 100, 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Really doing something. All right, we got
Keenor.
On Instagram. Miles.
Yep. My Instagram is Miles World with two S's, and then Miles with the Y.
Oh, you fancy? Are you fancy?
No.
All right. So some of these questions is like pretty deep. I already know how he about to answer this one. Do you let? Well, let me not start with this one because it's gonna be too much. Wait.
Do your people from church watch this?
Yes.
All right. You gotta watch what I say.
Filter thyself.
Okay. Come on, let me.
Filter thyself.
Let me think.
All right.
What would you do? Would you kick your kid out if they were addicted to crack? Yep.
Oh my God.
That get you in rehab.
That's a crazy.
That
question.
Was real dark. I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know. I can't really answer that until I actually experienced that, because I feel like what I say now, it'll contradict from what it actually happened. Not saying that my kid's gonna be on crack, but just I don't know.
I get you some rehab.
That's dark. Yeah.
Once you start stealing stuff, it's a wrap.
Yeah, if you start stealing,
they don't even just steal, like they liars.
Yeah, police. I'm gonna just get off of your butt.
But how do you have that conversation, though? Like, you getting out?
It's different type of crackheads, though. Like, one of my closest family members is you can be a functioning crackhead. So
okay.
Back in the, crack epidemic era, I already want to say how I relate to this person, but it's a real close person. But, did crack, went to work. So you got those functioning crackheads. You got those other type of crackheads. Like, they be strung out all day, homeless and stuff. So, but the family member I'm talking about, this was a functioning crackhead. And it depends if you addicted to stuff like that, too. Like I can smoke weed, which I really don't do often. I guess it gets me high, but I'm not relying on that. Like, some people be whole fiends out here. So, it just depends.
But if you find out your child, what is the conversation, though, when you...
It's no conversation. You can help, automatically. But if you resistant to me helping you, then...
You paying for
rehab? I don't know how to help you.
Is that your child?
Yeah.
I would pay.
Yeah, I'd pay for rehab. But, after... I'm not doing it 2, 3, 4 times. If you want to be a crackhead,
what's the
that's
limit? Like, I think twice.
One time.
I'd say twice. No. Okay, you...
Okay,
you
right.
One
twice,
time,
yeah.
Twice after after the second time. Okay,
you just addicted. You're a crackhead. Yeah,
and you're not trying to be. Well, I don't know, but I feel like after twice, the second time, I'm not about to keep paying for you to go to rehab.
But you know what? Bad as this sound, if my kid a functioning crackhead, sometimes with crackheads too, you don't even know they on crack though. You know what I'm saying?
Until you either. Catch them slipping, or they actually
come. This one girl that went to our high school.
Oh, Lord.
She was sniffing crack on Instagram. I didn't know she did it. People I know that she knew, they didn't know she did it.
Name some names.
No.
Don't you start with this name.
No.
Like, my dad was on crack, when I was a kid, and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Because I was a kid, but he was, I think he... got clean, I was like 9, but then he recently relapsed when my grandma passed. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he relapsed until he was like, yeah, I've been clean 6 years. I was like, wait, I thought you got clean when I was a kid. And then I was like, oh, you relapsed. Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
how your mom
handled
it?
I did not know. Well, from what she will tell us, because she just won't tell every single thing, but she was like, she didn't know that he was on drugs, and he was on drugs, and he was an alcoholic. She was like, she didn't know. She just figured he was a social drinker, because that's the only time she would see him drink. She was like, I didn't know until one day it got so bad where he took the tub of toothpaste and wrote on the mirror in the bathroom, I'm on drugs. She was like, she didn't see him for a while after that. But then, listen, I laughed when my mama funny, told me that too. Like,
why are you
just wasted some toothpaste? You wasted toothpaste. You can
Wait, hold on.
So he took some toothpaste.
Toothpaste and wrote on the mirror. Like, I'm on drugs. So I was just, I started cracking up because me, I just laugh at anything. And my mom was like, that's not funny. I'm like, yes, it is.
That's very funny.
But she was like, right when he told her, he disappeared for a little minute. Then he came back around. She was just like, you can't be around the kids. Like, no.
Yeah.
Then she was asking, like, who else is like, is your family on drugs? Your family alcoholics? And she was like, oh, well, no. And that's when we weren't really around my dad's side. We really not around him now for real. But even with us being adults, but she was just like, yeah, no, you told me so. No.
Oh, so she just got up and it was just on the mirror and that was just how it was?
That's how it was. I mean, he would tell her, like, I'm clean. I haven't done it. But he was still doing it. And she'll be like, yeah, no, you're not about to do this to my kids. So
I get that.
They got a divorce.
Somebody asked, how do you handle another race saying the N-word?
I don't know. Not at all. I got white friends in Bloomfield Hills and Rochester Hills area. If I ever hear them say it, that's it. No.
You fighting? You not going to give them a warning?
I probably wouldn't fight them, being I'm on probation right now, too. But no, I'm not even going to fight you. It just shows that you're ignorant, you know. So, no. Like, I had one dude where I used to work at this dealership. He said, N-word. He's like, peace out. I'm like, what? And, you know, I'm in Wall Lake. I'm like, no, don't do nothing. You know, don't try and go to jail. I was just like, you know what? That's it. Like, I quit like a couple of days after because.
It affected you that much or it was.
No, it was more than that. Oh. But I don't like other races saying that word. Like, yeah, you know, it's a very derogatory term. You know, where it come from is derogatory. But it's like we as black people, we took that. We turned that into something that's like positive. Like, if you know, if I say what up, my, you know what, you know. We don't, you know,
it's
we
like have saying, a bro.
Here.
Like, it's like saying bro.
But I'm
sis.
Saying just like white terms, like
right.
trailer. I don't say that. I don't call people
yes,
that. You
I,
know,
yeah.
mm-mm.
That's
like,
not right.
I have Middle Eastern friends. You know, white people will call them sand in niggas. And I'm like, what? Like, what is that? Then I looked it up. I'm like, I don't say no type of terms or other races because I don't want to say it, you know, unless I'm speaking about something educational like this. Like, I don't call nobody trailer trash, sand niggas, you know. I don't call nobody no immigrant, nothing like that, because it's disrespectful and it just shows hate. So I don't say, you know, I don't know if essay is, you know, a bad word or whatever or what, but I don't say that, you know, around
my Hispanic
friends.
I think people have to get
educated
on what to say, though. And I think some, not just Caucasians, but other races kind of, when they're around us, they kind of get used to saying it. And then when you get around somebody and then you be like, well, you said what?
Well, you know what?
A coworker said it to me. I'm like, bro, no, you can't do that. But she was like, but my baby dad is black and my child is six. I don't care.
I don't like
those.
Black.
I don't care.
But also, no. It depends on how you carry yourself, too. I rarely say that word, though, like, unless I'm expressing something. And, like, I'm mad, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that in front of my other white friends, you know, because that's going to make them, I don't know if that's going to make them feel uncomfortable or whatever.
Like, do you say it around them?
Like, even if I got, you know, that type of music on, they don't say it. This might sound so stupid, but I've never experienced them saying it, singing a song. But if it's a song, like, I don't know, I might say it because, you know, like, no, I'm saying they might say it, which I guess
song.
If it's a song, okay, you know, this sounds so crazy, but, you know, you got to think about gay slurs, too. That's something you don't say, but, you know, if, what is it, Lil Baby and Gunna, you know, he's on one song, he say too many F-A-G-S, too many B's, you know, I just say it. So, like, I guess I put myself in that situation, too, and, you know, if it's part of a song, you know, okay, you know, I kind of feel, you know, a little better, not better, but more lenient, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a song, it's catchy, so.
I had to catch myself. I shouldn't have said it, like, talking about other people and saying that word in front of her. Because I feel like I let it be okay, so to speak. But then again, I know some other people that are like that, but that would never say it. But I had to learn just to, like, not even say that word around them.
Yep, you avoid it at all costs.
Just
yep.
leave it alone. Yep. Like, I'm not even going to say that.
How do you handle that? Work, though?
Yeah.
No.
I say it all the time because I don't curse, so I guess that's my profanity word. So, like, my manager had to stop me the other day. He was like, Kiwana, I don't mind that you say that, but everyone isn't like me here, so just be mindful. And I was just like, well, I'm not offending nobody. Like, it's just me and one other black person here. Like, she not offended. He was like, that may be true, but he was like, I don't want anyone feeling uncomfortable that you're using the word. And I was just like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when I talk, it's just like referring to like, oh, like sis, or like when I was like, oh, this nigga or that nigga, like it's like, bro, that's like sis or bro. It's just like that term for me. Mm-hmm. It's not like to diminish anybody or anything. But if I've never heard like anybody that I know that's outside of my race, I've never heard them say it. We've never had the discussion about the do's and don'ts on the word. I think some people just know, like, I ain't even about to say that. Yeah. Like, besides I'm not my dumb. One coworker. Like, I ain't even about to try it. Yeah. But not saying, like, I would get violent and try to, like, just straight go in your junk because I know.
Then you just may be ignorant.
Yeah.
You just may. Really may not know, like, for real. And some I think that's. Really, and I think she was really, like, clueless, like, oh, like, I didn't know this offended you. Like, I'm with, you know, black people all the time. Nobody said it. So I thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you do that with them, that's fine. But around me, I can't. Because I think it holds just so much power behind it that I just wouldn't be able to accept that. Mm.
Some people just stupid, I couldn't. Though. Some people are just straight up stupid because I had on a do-rag. And this was a little different do-rag. It was like a spandex cap, so I don't have a tail on it.
Okay.
My windows are tinted, so I rarely ride down with the windows ever. Like, you know, I had my windows down this one day. I'm on Stevenson in like 12 or 13 mile, and it went down to one lane. You know, I'm a courteous driver. I'm not an a-hole in traffic. I don't believe in that. That's not
my testimony.
But, you know, this one lady, I could tell she was going to cut over in front of me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, you know, don't be rude about it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I ain't let her over because mm-hmm. she was speeding. I'm like, she's going to cut in front of somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, I take driving a little serious. And I didn't let her over. So then when it went back to two lanes, she like, you fucking Muslim. I'm like, are you stupid? This is a do-rag. This is like, not.
Oh, my God.
This is not, you know.
That's so ignorant.
This is not what they wear on their head. I don't. You can't even say I'm a Jewish person. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God!
You.
That's so.
And
ignorant.
Usually, I always say if I was faced with racism face to face, I would go off. But I couldn't do nothing but laugh because this all results back to people are just stupid. They don't know. They are literally stupid. They don't know. And yeah, people are just retarded. I mean, slow.
See, and I it's think ridiculous. That's another education thing. Like, I feel like the world is so, like, touchy. Like, it's so many. Like, we used to say the F word about gay people. Mm. Like, back in the day.
I ain't never said
definitely.
If you watch any comedy show.
They definitely
that,
said it.
So, bro, yeah. They don't even say homosexual. Like, Bernie Mac probably was the only one that said homosexual. But even after a while, he'll straight, like, just say whatever
you know,
after that.
And
like,
I know how to take certain type of jokes. Like, mm-hmm. if a white person make, like, a black person joke, you better be very funny because I can take a joke. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know who's made a black joke. Like, I watch a lot of comedy. I can't think of one off top. But if you're going to be a different race and you make a joke about, you know, black people or gay people, you know, I don't care. As long as it's funny, that's really all that matters. You can't be like, this nigger here, you know, no. Yeah. Like, if you make a, like, a stereotype joke, I guess, okay, it gotta be funny, but.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just gonna say the F word and call somebody that out of nowhere, because. Yeah. No, I don't, you know.
I just
stupid.
Think everybody just has to, you have to get educated on some things. But I feel like the N word, I feel like other races always should have knew that one, but, like, other words, like the retard word, like.
You're right. Yeah. Like, that's not a word.
We used to always say, like, you.
And you still say it, yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I do. And I have to get better because I'm so used to saying it. And it's like
my dad would say something like that. And I just want to like go off of his stuff right then and there.
But it's like a trained behavior because we've said it for so long. Yeah. And it's like, bro, you retarded. Like it's stuff like it ain't like we're saying you dumb.
I just say you goofy or like you a fool.
Or you stupid. Like it's like one of those things. I think it's just a learned behavior that we all have to kind of be mindful of, or we have to train that or change that chain of thinking, I guess.
It's a different world. I mean, it's all about political correctness too, so
that's why I couldn't be no like running for governor or nothing like that. Why ever not? Cause I wouldn't want to do that, and I feel like no, I wouldn't want to do so nothing like that.
You couldn't refrain from seeing certain stuff?
No. Because I wouldn't be authentic.
Yeah, but I mean,
I couldn't. I wouldn't be authentic.
Okay.
I honestly don't think I could. And they're going to find a tweet from 2009 saying, what's the name of her or whatever, and they're going to pull it up.
No. Okay, let me challenge you a little bit. So you care about more so authenticness. So if you own your own business, mm-hmm. you're going to call a customer this nigga or this fool, this retardo.
That's a different setting.
That's the same thing, though. You got to be a professional. If it's your own business, be professional. If you're running for governor, be professional.
Absolutely. But if I own my own business, I'm not going to be like, hey, nigga, what up? But if we all kicking it at my house, I'm like, nigga, what up? That's
but with
different.
A business, like, you could cut that off at a certain time. You off the clock. But, like, in politics, you're always on the clock. Like, you got to be.
That's
you gotta
what I'm
have
saying.
This facade.
And that's why I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm pretty sure President Barack Obama, he may have said something that wasn't politically correct, you know.
And I don't want the spotlight, like, all on me. Like, every little thing I do, like, just ostracized to 1,000. Like, I wouldn't want. That's why Nikki crazy.
What if that's a different story?
Nikki, that's what you ain't see her on Joe Budden podcast.
I don't know the whole thing, but
that's just
she whack. Never did actually. She's not whack. She's a good artist, but
since when?
I don't pay attention to all that crazy stuff anyway.
No, Nikki had some good songs when she was with Safari. Like, she really did.
Yeah, but now I don't
What's the next topic?
Nikki was a good artist.
What's the next topic?
Nikki wasn't a good artist?
She is a good artist, but what's the next topic?
Why you don't want to talk about Nikki?
I just don't get into all that type of talk, like, when they call them barbs, and I don't know.
I don't believe in naming
I'm never
your
about
fans.
To say nothing like
yeah,
that.
I don't believe in naming their fans. Yeah, I'm just saying, when people are in the spotlight, I think they don't, how can I put it? Like, I was just talking to somebody the other day. Like, that's hard when you have a million people
watching
like, you and commenting on your every move. Like, oh, your makeup was bad or you
like
fat.
Cardi B,
or,
like, people attack her all the time. Like, you're a mother. You shouldn't be doing this. And it's just like, well, you expect her to just, well, she came from, like, New York, like, she's an extra
or
girl
even
and stuff.
With,
like,
or
you
even
just expect her to stop
daughter.
Being a hood rat overnight because she had a baby. Like, she just made a post, like, why are y'all dependent on me to be a role model for y'all kids? Like, y'all need to be y'all kids' role model. And I'm just like, well, after a while, like, so at first people could take that, but, like, every day you constantly coming at me, nothing I do is ever right. Like, well, just stop messing with me. But people don't do that because, like, trolls enjoy that, so.
I guess. Somebody asked, what's the deal breaker in a relationship? It's a lot of them. I mean, I don't think that's just like a one answer thing.
I just dealt with this. If you're going to lie, this sounds so stupid. If you going to lie, be a
what?
Good lie. You know what I'm saying? Me, I always find stuff out. Like,
what's a bad lie?
A bad lie, like me finding out, like, yeah, I go above and beyond, like, I do background checks, I do stakeouts, like, if my intuition ain't right, huh? I'm gonna sit on your block and watch you for a day.
He's nuts.
So,
he's sick.
I get down like that, sick. Because when I know something is wrong, oh, it's something wrong, I know. I don't even know which story to start on, so, let me see, recently this year, that was last year. Let me see. April, I want to say it was Easter. the weekend of Easter. So I want to say it was April 21st, which is like maybe Friday or Saturday. And me and my ex, we just talking, and we supposed to be working it out and getting back together after we didn't been cool for about 4 or 5 years. And I'm just like, what makes you hit me up? And it's been a year since we talked. What do you want? Like, it's been exactly a year since we talked. So I'm like, what exactly do you want? So, you know, we talk, you know, let's get everything back together. Let's, you know, put everything aside. Stop. Da, 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 da. So I just, my intuition is always, it's always right. So I say, all right, you know what? Okay. We weren't supposed to hang over the weekend, but I'm like, hey, let's do something this weekend. I didn't get nothing back till Sunday. Now, this is how I found out something was going on. This person stay in Southfield. I sat across at the McDonald's. Okay. And I was like, I'm going to wait till they come out.
Okay.
See the car come out. I'm like, okay. I think I got there around 6, then leave out till around like 10:30. So I sat there for 4.5. I did. I sat there for 4.5 hours.
Oh. I'm not doing that.
I'm doing that. Because I don't do this often, but I have to make sure that everything, I got to make sure, like, if I'm going to come at you, I'm coming at you right, and I got evidence. 10:30, you know, going down Southfield Road, hop on 696, then go on 75. I'm like, what the fuck, where are you going? You know, get somewhere in Highland Park in the ghetto, 7 Mile and John R. Crackheads all up and down the street, houses abandoned, all this. I'm like, all right, you know, I sit on the block. It's real dark. I wasn't scared, you know. I was by myself, but I wasn't scared, you know. I had my steel with me. So I sat there for about 45 minutes down the block. I see somebody else come outside and get in the car. I'm like, oh, okay, this is how we planned it. So at this time, I wasn't driving. I was driving my car, which my car is fast, but this car is it's a speed car, so like it's real fast. So
You couldn't keep up.
I couldn't keep up. But because I know how people play it, I'm like, I already know what's happening. I couldn't keep up when it got to, okay, went to the bank on 8 Mile and, like, the Quinn, there's, like, a Chase over there near that McDonald's in that corner. Mm-hmm. I sit in the McDonald's parking lot. It's like a wall, so I don't know if my truck was able to see or not. So car zip on 8 Mile. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, maybe they done spotted me. I don't know. I'm like, no, I know they didn't. So running red lights. I'll run a red light, too, but I was like, no, I already know where they're going. Something just told me. I'm like, it's Saturday. It's the day before Easter. God. Going downtown, which I go downtown all the time.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm like, Miles, just go downtown. You're going to catch
He's
up.
Sick.
I'm on my way downtown on 75. Catch the car. See it. I'm like, okay. Still driving fast. I'm doing like 110.
Okay.
Probably doing like 120, 130. They are. So I'm like, okay. Maybe they don't know, but this is how this person I used to deal with drive.
Okay.
So
they didn't know that somebody was trying to drag race them?
I mean, people always speed on the freeway. So, and I know how to keep a distance too. Like, I'll turn a certain part of my lights off. Like, I'll turn the regular beams off to keep the low beams on, or turn the low beams off, or, you know, something. So, I get downtown. I go to downtown a lot. So, like, I'm at Nikki's, 350 Terrace, Del Mar, Exodus, whatever. You know, I see them get out the car. They go in the Nikki's. I'm like, oh, you know, do I want to make a scene up in here? I'm like, nope. No. So
you recorded
Sunday?
Them?
I did. I have footage. I have emails. And this is the thing. Before
he's sick.
Before we was going to really get back together, you're not getting my phone number because, no, you don't need to contact me like that. So we was emailing. So Sunday coming around, talking about, what's up, boo? You know, what did that email say? Talking about, I didn't have my phone, you know. And it's true, I don't have my phone a lot, and they don't have their phone a lot. Okay, whatever. Sunday morning, midday, you know, that's when that email was sent. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. But I'm like, you know, I was downtown last night with a couple of friends, and I saw you, you know, with somebody else. You know, I don't know if y'all got a situation going on. It's not my business, and I don't really care. I said, but I don't want no parts. I'm good. You know, we don't got to be cool. like, we don't, we can be cool, whatever, but we not gonna be together. So start talking, one thing lead to another. I'm like, you know, I'm probably about to get into a relationship anyway. I don't want this dragging into that because that's not, you know, that's messy. I don't believe in being cool with your ex and being in a new relationship because no, it's not gonna happen. And I was like, you know, if I keep going on, that's bad karma, you know, me having relations with you and then having relations with somebody else. So Easter Sunday, it's Easter Sunday, so around 6, 7, I'm at family, and I'm just like, oh, I can't get this shit off my mind. Like, oh, my God, you really tried to play me. You sending me paragraphs and stuff, how, like, let's get right, let's get back together. All right.
But I thought you didn't care.
No, this is the thing, though. I'm getting to, like, what made me mad. Don't tell me one thing, and then it's another thing, though. Like, if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm not going to send you paragraphs, and then I want to be with you, and you find me cheating. That, it's stupid. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Like,
But y'all weren't together, though, when you saw her. Like, y'all weren't officially a couple.
No.
So she wasn't cheating on you.
This is my thing, though. How do you want to get back together when if I go on Instagram? Oh, I'm sorry. So as I was sitting outside 45 minutes that night, I was going through, I found the address of the house, looked it up, see who all live in there, searched their name on Instagram, found who the person was.
Bro, saw what? All of that.
I went back. I went, it's like a whole bunch of pictures on that page, like 2015 to 2016, they was together posting pictures. And I'm like, oh, you were really tripping because we was together 2015, 2016. So, you know, that's how you moving. That's how you moving. I mean, I was dumb. I don't think at that time, too, but whatever. You know, whatever. I can't be mad. So that's how I knew this was serious because then found that Instagram. I found the Snapchat. This added the Snapchat.
I was doing.
It's more stuff on that Snapchat than it is on that Instagram. Okay. And I've been watching. I'm like, oh, so y'all together because y'all together.
Okay.
Like, I know their family, but they know the family too. So now I want to beat your family ass now because why do they know your family too? Like, I know them. They be in my face being fake. So I'm mad now, but go back to Sunday, Easter Sunday. I'm like, you know what? I just got to do something. Like, if when I'm mad, I got to do something and then I can be done with it. I can't just drop things. That's my problem now. So
you need therapy.
I go to therapy.
Yes. Good.
But this night, it just took over. I'm like, you know what? I got to do some shit. Handled it. Did some on one poster. I wasn't proud of it. And then I left it alone. Went through like a, not a legal battle, but it was just, right now we had a PPO status. So not supposed to have contact.
He's sick. I keep trying to tell you.
This goes back to lying in relationships. If you gonna lie, you better make sure I don't find out. I'm not proud of what I've done. But I've cheated before, and they don't know still to this day.
But she was not. Wrong. But she was not obligated to be honest with you because she was not in a relationship.
It don't matter. It does matter. If you want to get back with me, and there's pictures of that person on your page.
Keyword:
no.
Get back with. I'm not back with you now. Like, but I'm not obligated.
But even for a guy though, if you hit me up talking about you want to be with me, you want to be with me, and then I find out you talking with somebody else, then
he's
that means
still
you get
single.
But you still don't want to be with me then.
That don't, bro. No, if I'm not your girl, if you're not my man,
I get that, but don't try to play. In his situation, don't try and play me after I done text you and then trying to act like, oh well, I ain't got the phone until Sunday or whatever it is. No, you knew what you was doing. You saw my text when you waited till you was done with her, and then you text me that. You're right. You're not obligated. If I'm single, you single.
And that's
fine.
Why I fell back.
But if I'm single, you single. That's why I was like, you know what, whatever. Fine, but don't try and play me. Like,
yeah, hey, that's
like
my
I'm,
point.
Like
don't
I'm
play
crazy.
Me. And if you gon', this is all I'm saying. If you gon' lie, you better be a damn good liar because.
Well, technically, she didn't lie.
No.
Or did you ask her?
Don't make it seem like you want to get back with
like,
me, though.
You say
and
like
you
I
out here in another relationship.
And she said she wasn't downtown.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Because I'm like, if that's the case, then like right in there.
It don't matter because when I get stuff, I take pictures. No, I didn't have nobody with me. I'm not going to Nikki's by myself. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh. That was okay.
But Yeah, like.
Okay, yeah, don't do that. Like, in that relationship, it's. I feel like you trying to play me in.
Yeah, you know, and it was. I had to learn, like, if I see someone with my own eyes, it's more easier for me to, like, get rid of it or, you know, not want to be bothered with that no more. So, to this day, I thank God every day, like, okay, I found out this is what it was. You know, I'm glad that I did this.
Did you really like her? Is that why you got so angry?
Yeah, but I don't like being played either. Like, you can be a friend and play me, and I don't like that, so.
No, but I'm saying you really liked her, so that's what made it even
I mean,
more.
Since I was 15, we've been
that's your
rocking.
First love.
I don't believe in stuff like that, but.
You don't?
No.
She's your first friend. Did you love her?
Yeah, I love everybody I'm in a relationship with, but I don't really believe, like, first love and, like, 20 years from now, we not going to be in contact. That's not going to happen. No.
Some people have still been with their first love.
I'm just saying, some people get in a relationship and they be like,
I don't know none, but
no,
I'm sure
saying,
it ain't out there.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is people be like, oh, we knew each other for 10 years, though, but no. Forget that. Like, we not getting back cool because I knew you for 10 years. We not about to be back in a relationship. No, that don't mean nothing. If it's toxic, it's toxic. That's it.
I think people go back because it's comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable looking stupid.
But as you're a male and you're different, you're sick. As females, like, when you, until you, like, you can keep going with a nigga that. Like my point I made on Instagram, if you're in love with somebody and a guy cheats on you, you're going to forgive him at least one time, period. I feel like every woman has forgave a man at least one time for cheating. You're going to forgive them. But that second, maybe, but that third time, it's a wrap. You just not about to keep cheating. Like, that's a deal breaker.
By the grace of God, when I did get cheated on, I never, you know, caught them in the act by the grace of God, because.
Ooh, that's a whole different.
Like, I was watching Fatal Attraction last night. If I go out of town and you have somebody in my bed, that's the ultimate disrespect. Me, you know, I come back in town, you know what I'm saying?
The sick part is her going to the house with the wife.
No, that's not. No, I'm just saying, though,
that's
like.
Sick.
When people cheat and lie, you just got to think, like, oh, this is what you're doing. Like, you was bold enough to cheat on me. You know, and then come back to me like nothing happened. You know, I respect if you're going to cheat, just tell me. Be like, I cheated.
Then what are you going to say?
Be like,
you're
going to
be mad.
I'm going to be mad, but I'm going to respect you for telling the truth more.
Are you going to break up with that person? Or your wife?
Or maybe not. I mean, it depends. Like, person I was just dealing with after this relationship, I was dealing with somebody for about, like, 2 months. You can snatch my phone all you want to. You can go through it. I don't care because I don't have nothing to hide. Like,
y'all play that phone. I don't play that either.
But I'm saying, though, you want to take my phone and go through it? That's on you. I'm gonna still sit here and act like nothing happened because I don't have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ask me about something that's in my phone, I will be 100% with you. Like, oh, who is this? Tell you straight up who it is. Y'all had sex? No.
Okay.
Okay. It almost got to that. Okay. You know, I will tell you the truth if you ask me. Like, I don't mind telling the truth. So.
What's the deal breaker?
I mean, at first I was thinking, but then I was listening to his story, and I was just like, oh, my God, I was mad.
Yeah. That's how I get down. I get down like
he's
that.
Sick.
Do. A deal breaker for me? If you're fine with being stagnant, that's a deal breaker for me.
If you
feel like you can't be better or you can't grow from when I first met you. Bye. I can't do it.
Not having ambition, like not having goals.
Not even just that, but you as a person, like when we 24, I'll be 25 next year. It's some things I'm not doing. My mindset is different from 24 to 16. Like if you're not trying to grow up or. Because when we're teenagers, we only care about ourselves. But later on down the line, you begin to care about somebody else and start putting that selfish. You become less selfish. It's just like, if you're not trying to be better all around, like, I can't be with no stagnant person. Like, you stuck, and I'm up here. Like, I can't do that. That's a deal breaker. And you can keep saying, well, I'm trying. No, like, If it's been some years, oh no, you're not better. You're still the same. I can't do it. That's for sure a deal breaker.
Can you date somebody 20 years older than you?
Sure can.
Because Corey keeps trying to make me date somebody that's 20 years older than me.
I have. I've been dating.
Because I'm scared.
What you scared of?
I'm scared, like, okay, this lady I know, she dated somebody like 35 years older than her. Oh, shit. And he died on top of her while they was having sex.
Oh, I'll be traumatized.
Like, just like.
Was they married?
They was married.
She gets some life insurance shit.
But still, like, because he had a heart attack.
Oh, Lord.
While they was having sex. So I was just
it's
like.
Life. It
that's
happens.
One.
It happens. It's life.
What you going to. Like, that's.
I mean, yeah, but. Oh, my God. I'll be traumatized.
I mean.
Okay, what are you, 20?
That's
19?
One. I'm 20.
So they 30.
I'll be 21.
Okay, so they 40. What's wrong with that?
I don't think it's nothing
daddy
wrong
age.
With dating older.
Okay.
I'll be feeling like I'm dating my dad. I
no,
can't
not
necessarily.
No, you won't.
Not necessarily.
No, you will not.
You ain't going to feel like that.
Ever like since I started dating, like, since, like,
it's crazy. Probably I feel best like, you date older.
Since, like, 17, I've dated older
I've dated
men.
Older, but it hasn't been, like, 20 years older.
What's the
like,
oldest?
The last oldest guy I dated, I was like 22 and he 33? Was 36.
Okay.
He was 36. Well, now, November, he'll be 38. And we still, like, cool. Like, that's my dog.
Yeah, I like that
his,
older,
his
like,
whole
five,
his whole
seven,
mindset, his vibe, like,
10,
it was just
20.
Like, ooh, like, yes. Yes.
Like, we'd be like, hold on, kids. I got to push daddy in the wheelchair.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I
don't think there's nothing wrong with dating older. Sure. I've dated older men, like, since I was young. And now, like, I have somebody that's the same age as me.
Okay.
But, I mean, you'll definitely see the difference if you date someone older. It's definitely
a difference.
I've
dated older. I just haven't dated that much older. Like, you're my dad's age.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with dating older. Like,
that's all right.
I mean, because it's.
You dated older?
You get you a couple extra dollars.
Listen, get some bills paid.
Get some dollars,
okay,
some bills paid.
Period. Get some gifts. Listen. Oh, thank you. I did not ask for thank you.
No,
like,
no.
I got some friends, and I would date their daddies because they daddy fine. Like,
no.
Yes. My friend Dominique, his daddy is fine, and he's like 54. I will date him. He is fine. I will be your stepmama.
No,
like,
don't
yes.
do that. You dated somebody older?
Yeah.
20 years older? Or would you?
I would.
Why?
Why not?
I'm probably like more what's mature to be a guy. Though.
Every time I ask my friends, they be like, what's the big deal?
But I'm more mature to be a guy, though. I've always been told that, like, since I was a kid, like, I just mature faster because I got older siblings.
Miles,
too.
You've got some great jobs for your age.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I have. And it's just.
He worked at a dealership. You what?
Jewelry store, 20.
21? 20?
20.
A dealership.
I was like 18 at dealerships.
A jewelry store. Like, yeah. That's great job for your age.
I want better for myself at a younger age. So that's why I like dealing with different people. Like, I don't have a lot of people from high school still. Like, I got a couple friends, yeah, but.
I don't have nobody from high school.
I can't.
I don't.
I can't. Like,
everybody
I can't hang out with all of them because
kids.
That too. But also,
they
sniffing coke, you know. But. I've just always been mature, so I've always liked more older things. Like, even when I had older friends, like, I was, like, 13 going to a strip club. Like, I had to grow up real fast. Right, exactly.
I want to go for my birthday.
So, I just experienced things much faster.
No, I'm going to Vegas. Anybody been to Vegas? One of y'all been to Vegas?
No, and no. I wanted to go last year. I think I'm going
to go to Vegas.
I think I'm
going to
go for my birthday next year. Either Vegas or Jamaica.
What's next to talk
what's
about?
What's the deal?
This is interesting.
What?
This whole podcast is interesting.
somebody said, would you whoop your significant other child? I think they asked that before, though. Would you whoop your girlfriend?
Since you already
boyfriend?
Asked it, long story short, I mean, when you marry somebody, you marry their kids, too. So it's like the kid is yours, so.
Yeah, in marriage. But I feel like y'all been dating and you like just
what if y'all just
kid?
Dating?
No.
If it's like a first time meeting a kid
no.
and he bad, like, I'm not about to touch you. Well, I'm not dating nobody with kids, but if, like, just as a scenario, but
would you date somebody
I'm
with
not
kids?
Doing that.
If I could help
I don't
it,
really
no.
want kids, so I probably wouldn't.
You don't want kids?
Mm-mm. That's not something I... Mm-mm.
Listen.
You don't want kids either?
I don't like children.
If I had kids, it gotta be all boys.
dog. I thought I was the only one like that. Yeah, my mom like, why would you like that?
I don't want kids, but if I chose to have kids, I would want like six.
I would want like six or seven.
Boys are easier.
I would want like six or seven boys if I had kids. Yeah.
Well, six, that's a lot.
I want six or seven or none. Like, you know.
That's a lot to push out.
I'm just saying, like.
But I would
boys, you can rough them up, boys. Take them with you, just throw them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I would want boys.
Have fun.
Because, no. Like, I would know what to do. Like, one but boy, with girls, girl. I don't know what the heck to do. Like,
you're a woman.
I still don't know
just
what
be
to
scared
do.
Of the smart mouth part. It's the smart mouth.
I ain't scared.
Part.
I'm like, I'm going to
I mean,
then,
like, I'm going to smack you, but I wouldn't want to do it.
Especially
with that.
Depending on who your daddy is.
I probably
like,
wouldn't hit my kid, though. I don't really believe in hitting kids because I got popped all the time when I was a kid, and I'm still bad to this day. So now what?
I'm still bad.
I don't. I'm very professional, but I will get it cracking if need be, when and wherever. So,
Miss Dunn asked about you. I forgot to text you. Miss Dunn did ask about you. She said she wants us to come up there. Okay. I told her cool. Somebody wants to talk about the whole Jay-Z and the cap situation with the football players. So I guess you know about it.
To me, he's just taking the negative situation and turning it into a positive. I mean, people don't like that he's cooperating, I guess, with the NFL. But to me, you just taking something negative and turning it into a positive. So
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I just think their issue is why wouldn't he involve Cap in the whole scenario since Cap.
I mean,
still
he don't have to.
And then like this is
he doesn't
just,
have to, but it would be
just
nice.
Did he just sign the deal though? Like,
right.
Can
it
he
just
baby step? He
yeah.
just can't baby.
Just
like,
happening.
You got to baby step them into
yeah.
it. Like, you just can't throw it
true.
All at once.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Jay. I thought you were talking about Cap.
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah. No,
you
like, know. Jay.
Yeah,
didn't
Jay.
He just sign a deal? Yeah, you got to.
They feel like because Cap started the whole kneeling thing that Jay-Z should have included him, like, initially.
Or maybe he asked, and Cap was just like, no. Like,
I don't think so, because his girlfriend was on her, like, Cap should have been included.
I love
Charlamagne
her.
Was like,
she is gorgeous.
What's her, Nessa? She feel like, well, Cap should have been included because he started it off.
I feel like she be really throwing her
I mean,
opinions
it's still
on
the
him.
Beginning, though, like she just said.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, he just signed the
when
deal.
You, I feel like when you're dealing with a situation like that, I mean, I'm not saying everybody in the NFL is racist, but you got to take baby steps with them. You can't just come in aggressive and they like, oh, hold on.
Because the NFL is stuck in their ways. Like, this is something big for the NFL. Like, this alone. So you gotta.
You think Jay's the person to do it? I do. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, within like rap culture, who would people take as serious as Jay?
In rap culture, I don't
like,
think nobody.
In rap culture, I don't think.
I think people lost respect for Kanye.
Like,
don't start the Kanye slander.
I mean,
I like Kanye as an artist. I'm talking about as far as like serious. Things I feel like some of Kanye's messages I agree with. I think it's just how he does them. I just be like, maybe you could have worded that differently or something like that. But I get his message. But I think as far as rap culture, I think Jay would be the only person that could probably get it done.
And Jay, like within the business, where I feel like he definitely one of the top rappers that's really about his business. I mean, you got rappers that be about their business, but they really don't. Not like within the business industry, more. I guess it's the best way I can explain it. I just feel like I get those vibes from here more. With so he don't really be into his music like that now. It's more with business now because I guess he's just trying to get everything taken care of. But I don't know. Like he pretty serious whenever it come down to business. So.
Somebody asked like name some rappers that you feel like could really be like politicians or something like that.
No.
I say like advocates. Like I think Tip do a good job.
No.
I think Jay could do something. I think that's probably it.
In my head right now.
Yeah. That's okay. I think that's probably it for me. Why not Tip?
It's to me just no. Just stick where you at to me. I'm not close-minded, but it's nobody to me really express behavior to where they can be, like, in politics, so.
I'm not saying, like, pop, but being able to, like, start the conversation.
I mean, they can definitely do it with considering with who is in the White House now. I mean, my little cousin is too, and he could be the president. So.
I would agree with you.
So, I mean, I don't.
Would you consider running for office?
I've always said that. I've always said, like, I would probably be, like, a governor or mayor or, like, run for president. I've always said that.
What's the requirements for, like, being governor or mayor? Like,
I know president is 35 and up.
Yeah, I know. You can't go to, you haven't been in jail or something.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about being mayor of Detroit, but I'm not a Detroit resident, which when I buy my first home, I probably would want to live in Detroit, though, so.
I mean, yeah, but what's the other requirement? You got to live in Detroit and what else? It's like a certain age limit? Like
18 or over 25, one of them. I can't remember. So, well, it's not having requirements. I know that.
I liked Kwame.
Free Kwame.
I think Detroit could be so much better. Who's the mayor of Detroit? I can't even tell you. That's awful.
I don't believe it's Mike Duggan anymore, is it?
Oh, who's you talking about, the Douglas guy?
Mike Duggan.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Who
is
Douglas?
I don't
know. One of the Douglas guy after Kwame or something like that. I could have sworn it was a Douglas guy. I don't know. That's pretty sad.
I'm trying to remember.
That was pretty sad.
Oh, so it's still Mike Duggan.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
How old is he? Or you don't see?
It don't really matter, but
the people hate him.
He's in his like 50s or 60s, I'm sure.
All right, we got like 3 more minutes. Anything else y'all want to say? I thank y'all for coming. That was kind of quick. But
open relationships 2K19.
What?
Yes.
You would want that?
Most everybody in them now. I mean, y'all cheat, get back together. So that's really open relationship to me. So I probably would do
you
it.
You would ask that at the
I would.
End.
I'm just saying, I would do it.
At the beginning.
I would
so
do it.
We could have been talking about this personally, the whole show.
Personally, I would do it. Like, y'all can be intimate, you know, socially and emotionally, but sexually, it just don't work. So I would do it.
Why would you wait
would.
To the last 2 minutes to bring
I mean, I've been
up.
Saying this like the whole year. Open relationships 2K19, 2K20. I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of people that be cheating on each other and get right back together. So, I mean, just have an agreement and y'all will be way better.
So you would do like D-Ray Davis and have both females in the
house? Not even that. Like, we just have sex with people that we want to.
All right. Miles, why would you wait to the last 2 minutes?
Like, my fire relationship, if we had an understanding on that, we could have been an open relationship.
Oh, my
I mean,
God.
It was, we were compatible sexually, but otherwise, I mean, I think people just like sex a lot these days. So,
if
I mean,
if y'all are good,
we just gonna have an open relationship. Yes. And if you don't want to do that,
I've never had sex, so can you coax somebody into having like having better sex?
So you didn't get ran that late? No. So you wasn't on video at Lake Up? You wasn't on video at Lake Up in that hallway doing?
Miles,
and don't cut that out. Let everybody at the church see
Miles,
it. Let the congregation, see it.
Let the congregation.
Let the congregation.